local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 705 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Friday. And lots of news to get to. National news, of course, the Roger Stone arrest this morning. We'll get into more details this hour. And coming up next hour, Bob Costantini from Westwood One joins us live. Talk about that with him right after Football Friday with Phil Savage. 706, we'll check weather with Dr. Bill. Also, Kane's traffic coming up. And Kelly's got her headlines all next.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the mid-50s this afternoon. Tonight, clear and cold with lows in the mid-30s. And then tomorrow, sunny and warmer with afternoon readings around 60 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
This is FM Talk 106.5. Like what you're hearing? Well, there are thousands of other Gulf Coast listeners who like it too. Why not put us to work to make those local residents your customers? FM Talk 106.5 will reach them efficiently and effectively. This is Celeste Holland. Together, we can design an advertising campaign that will increase your business, even in this rough economy. Give me a call at 251-344-1065, extension 16. And let's discuss how FM Talk 106.5 will help boost your business.
Good morning, everyone. From the pits and suns, towing and recovery traffic center, we continue to have accident-free conditions as traffic starting to build. Airport in Montlemore, they moved an accident out of the roadway. Steady as you're traveling on towards the interstate. Cottage Hill, Government, Moffitt, no delays from Schillinger and Three Knots, Tillman's Corner and Theodore, 90 and Rangeline. It looks like it's a good ride also coming into the eastern shore across the Bayway and the Causeway for now. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 Toyota Tundra with up to $6,200 in savings, model 8377. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. Chilly start to our Friday. 31 at our studios. Some areas in the northern reaches of Mobile and Baldwin County down right around 30, upper 20s. Dr. Bill will fill in the full forecast, plus give us a weekend weather scale coming up at around 7:35. Right now, we'll check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Good morning. As we get set to say our final goodbyes to 30-year-old Mobile police officer Sean Tudor, with the visitation and funeral and burial happening all today, all this morning, there are ways to help the Tudor family. The Mobile Police Department, they have set up a donation page with a link if you'd like to give in that way. That link is on Facebook. And there's various businesses who are holding events with proceeds going to the fallen officer's family. And that includes Jeff Stone. He himself is a former police officer. He is now owner of Stone Arms. You know him well on FM Talk 106.5. He is selling bracelets in honor of fallen MPD officer Sean Tudor. Jeff Stone says, while he may have never met the Tudor, Officer Tudor, he does have a heart, and it goes out for the Tudor family. The bracelets that he's designed are black and a thin blue line, and only $5 each, and 100% of the proceeds go to the Tudor family. And the community is doing what we do best, rallying behind this family as a second shipment of bracelets are already en route due to high demand. A North Alabama school system is closing due to the flu, and a number of those catching the virus is on the rise, not just here in Alabama, but across the country. So the Albertville City Schools will be closed today and Monday, and across the Alabama line, Fayetteville, Tennessee City Schools are also closed today. The Albertville officials who are speaking to the media say that 13% of the district's nearly 5,700 students were absent on Thursday. So today and Monday, they're going to use this time to clean classrooms and other portions of the building. Flu levels across the country are elevated and reported as widespread in 30 states, which includes Alabama. Flu season, in case you were wondering, generally, that's a key word, generally starts in October and peaks between December and February and can last as late as May. If you have a child under the age of 5, if you're an adult 65 and older, a pregnant woman, or live in nursing homes, and you have any medical conditions like asthma or chronic lung disease, you're in that high-risk category, and you have to be very careful because there are dangerous complications that can come about related to the flu. CDC says get a yearly flu vaccine, avoid contact with sick people, cover your mouth and nose with a tissue when you cough or sneeze, wash your hands often with soap and water, or you can use those alcohol-based hand rubs. Avoid touching your eyes and clean and disinfect surfaces. This is very important because our health matters. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Of course, those to-dos, those recommendations could have come from the CDC or most of our mamas.
Pretty much.
Like that. And by the way, too, it's fallen out of fashion. We just talk about the flu now, but remember, it wasn't too many years ago. Each year it'd be the avian flu, the swine flu.
H1N1.
Right, it'd be this flu, that flu. Now it's just the flu. Back then, we used to have designer flus. Now, it's just your generic flu.
Old school take-you-down flu.
Right, which is disappointing, because if you get the flu, you want to have some flourish with it. So I don't just have the flu. I have the squirrel flu or something like that, but now you just have the flu.
And I just, as my own mom advice, I always tell people to change out your toothbrush as well, because you don't want to reinfect yourself.
Good point. All right, 712 FM Talk 106.5. Been talking about this morning, Roger Stone, longtime ally of President Donald Trump, who advised the 2016 campaign, was arrested today and charged on 7 counts. Westwood One's Bob Constantini talks more about that.
Roger Stone was an unofficial campaign advisor for the Trump presidential bid, and he claimed that he was in occasional contact with President Trump after the inauguration. He is suspected of having contacts with WikiLeaks, the organization that disclosed Clinton campaign and Democratic National Committee emails in the weeks before Election Day. Stone himself has been vague about the contacts, but he has said from time to time he expects to be charged by the special counsel. His arrest at his Florida home comes after being charged with obstruction of justice, making false statements, and witness tampering. Bob Costantini, Washington.
All right, in-depth dive into that story with that man right there, Bob Costantini, just about an hour from right now on FM Talk 106.5. We'll check in with News 5 next.
I love this time of year. Family, friends, football, and shopping. On the other hand, those bills. But with a Kasasa checking account at Century Bank, you can earn up to 2.5% APY on everyday purchases, from groceries to that new Good Luck team jersey. So, while the bills will always be there, at least you're getting rewarded on the purchases you're making anyway. Switch to Kasasa checking at Century Bank, where we take banking personally. Member FDIC, qualifications and rules may apply.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The Florida Highway Patrol has identified the driver and pedestrian hit in a fatal hit-and-run accident. Troopers say the crash happened on Fairfield Drive at Pace Boulevard. The driver of the Ford 700 dump truck has been identified as William Miles Jr. of Ashland, Illinois. Miles is accused of hitting and killing Don Neal Powell of Pensacola. The man accused of shooting and killing Mobile police officer Sean Tudor has had his next court appearance postponed. Marco Perez was due in court Monday for his arraignment, but yesterday that was rescheduled to February 4th. Perez is charged with capital murder. The funeral for Officer Tudor is happening today. Foul play is suspected in the disappearance of a local nurse. Terry Sullivan was last seen early Sunday morning when she left her home in Tibby in Washington County to go to work at Spring Hill Medical Center in Mobile. Her cell phone, a bracelet, and other personal items were found along Clark Place Road, but there is no trace of her or her car. Sheriff Richard Stringer says it appears there was a struggle. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Hi, it's Paul Feinbaum. College football season never ends. We're your home for coast-to-coast coverage of the game you love.
Paul Feinbaum, weekdays at 2 on FM Talk 106.5.
Tiger Woods makes his return to the course. John Gruden likes what he's seeing at the Senior Bowl, and the South Alabama basketball teams are headed in opposite directions. It's a quarter after 7 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The South Alabama women's basketball team picked up another win in front of the Mitchell Center crowd yesterday, beating Louisiana Lafayette 83-60. The Jags were shooting hot yesterday, taking a 14-point lead into halftime, which led to the 23-point win. That's the Jags' biggest margin of victory since beating Faulkner by 57 points in December. Antoinette Lewis again led South with 20 points, and Shaforia Kynes finished the game with 19 points, 7 rebounds, and 5 assists after she went a perfect 5-for-5 from 3. three-point range. The men's Jaguars basketball team lost a close one at Louisiana Lafayette, 88-84 for the Jags' fifth consecutive loss. Trey Mitchell and Josh Ajayi both had big games for South, but not enough to get the win. Mitchell had 31 points and 12 rebounds, while Ajayi added 23 and 12. Tomorrow, both Jags teams will face Louisiana Monroe. The women's team is at home again in Mobile. They'll face the Warhawks at 3 p.m., while the men's team plays in Monroe at 2. In the NBA yesterday, Steph Curry scored 38 points, and the Golden State Warriors won their ninth game in a row, beating Washington 126-118. Russell Westbrook had his 15th triple-double of the season, leading Oklahoma City past New Orleans 122-116. The Lakers lost their third in a row, 120-105 to Minnesota, and Portland topped Phoenix 120-106. All eyes are on Tiger Woods at Torrey Pines as he plays in his first tournament of 2019. Woods shot 2 under par with 5 birdies and 3 bogeys, but sits in 53rd place currently, 8 shots behind leader John Rahm. Rahm's opening round 62 was 1 stroke off the court record. Number 1 ranked Justin Rose and Doug Gim are currently tied for second, 1 shot behind Rahm. Today, you get the chance to meet the players and take part in the Senior Bowl experience. The fan experience begins at 3 p.m. this afternoon at the Mobile Convention Center, and get in line early to meet the players. They'll start signing autographs and shaking hands at 3:30. The entire event will run until 6. Practices for the week ended yesterday at LAD. North squad coach John Gruden said that he had some guys catch his attention.
You know, I didn't know a lot about a lot of these guys. There's a lot of guys that are on the radar, and we'll see how they perform.
The Senior Bowl is set to kick off at 1:30 tomorrow at Ladd Peebles Stadium. It'll also air live on the NFL Network. It's 7:17 now here on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Norwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the mid-50s this afternoon. Tonight, clear and cold with lows in the mid-30s. And then tomorrow, sunny and warmer with afternoon readings around 60 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Where can you find the right tool for the job?
Gulf Coast Tools in Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer, offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley. And like us on Facebook.
MedSouth in Foley has been improving patient lives through a variety of healthcare services for over 30 years. They are well equipped to help with all your medical equipment needs and accept most major insurances, including Medicare. MedSouth carries a large selection of CPAP machines and supplies, nebulizers and oxygen, even power wheelchairs. Back pain? Back bracing is their specialty. Better living starts with a visit to MedSouth on McKenzie Street in Foley. MedSouth, providing quality care for their patients and community every day.
Good morning, everyone, from the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. Mary G. Montgomery High School on Moffitt Road. It is slow, so be patient through there. You've still got the delays from Moffitt, Dolphin, Airport, and 65, but again, we're accident-free as you're traveling downtown from the tunnels and across the Bayway and the Causeway. Are you starting a new year on a wellness plan? How about eliminating some post-holiday stress by visiting the newly renovated spa at the Grand Hotel, a 20,000-square-foot European spa and fitness center with quiet rooms, jacuzzi, steam room, and dry sauna. See them at Grand1847.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 720 FM Talk 106.5. About 15 minutes away from staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams and your forecast for today and a look forward to the weekend. And now I want to check in with Larry Kirby at LCM. And as always, inventory is key. And it sounds like you've got that key.
I got lots of them. We had a lot party late yesterday afternoon time to try and rearrange it all. So we got a great selection. We got a little bit of everything.
Well, when you talk about a little bit of everything, we talk about the great selection of trucks, the third rows, the cars. I mean, you've got the vehicles also that you know we're going to be looking for. You know this market. I'm not going to say how long you've been working here, but you know this market. You know us, and you know what we want.
We don't need to go there.
But you know what we want.
Yes, absolutely. Matter of fact, we just got in a popular item, 2006 Toyota Land Cruiser. I mean, it is just unbelievably clean for 2006 model. You know, those are run forever.
That is for sure. I probably somebody show up while we're still talking to take a look at that. Tell people how to get there, get directions to come see you.
Highway 90 West in Theodore, online at lcmmotorcars.com. They can like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks. Have a good weekend.
You too. Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. 720, time for headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Friday to you. While the nation waits for the State of the Union delivered by President Trump, while we wait for that, how about we attend or watch the State of the State in Fairhope with a twist? How about an all-access expo? That's what they're doing in Fairhope. This will enable you to meet your leaders and tell them what you think. Mayor Karen Wilson says, quote, it's a fresh way to bring to our citizens an interactive, hands-on approach to visit the employees in each department who impact your lives. We want this to be a fun community event. So she and her staff, they decided to try something new, calling this an all-access expo at this year's State of the City address. And it's going to be interesting because the way it's set up, it's like, think of like a conference type setting. This will allow residents to visit the different booths and tables that are set up, and then they can chit chat with the various city departments. According to their news release, the city employees at each booth will then, quote, tell the story of the city's successes through 2018 and provide important information about city services. Giveaways and light dinner that will also be served up. That's tonight from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Fairhope Civic Center. It's free and open to the public. And yes, Mayor Wilson will also deliver a traditional State of the City speech. So everything is right there if you want it and if you need it and if you live in the city. Boom, boom, boom. All right, let's talk to you about a recall alert in effect, which may impact your breakfast or dinner plans, as General Mills wants you to know. This voluntary recall impacts the 5-pound bags of gold medal unbleached flour due to the potential presence of salmonella. The recalled bags, I want you to take a close look at them and look for the if used by date of April 20th, 2020. This recall only impacts that one date code on the gold medal unbleached flour 5-pound bags. The president of the company says the company is continuing to educate consumers that flour is not a ready-to-eat ingredient. Anything you make with flour must be cooked or baked before eating. As for salmonella, it's killed by heat through baking, frying, sautéing, and boiling products that are made with flour. So do you think you have salmonella? If you have perhaps had issues with abdominal pain, fever, nausea, vomiting or diarrhea, sorry, I'm just the messenger. If you have those symptoms, be sure to get to the doctor. If you have this product in your pantry, go ahead and not use it, but you can call 1-800-230-8103 if you have some questions. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 723 FM Talk 106.5.
You know, a lot of NFL coaches and executives in Mobile this week for the Senior Bowl. An interesting story from Drew Davison from the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. I guess Cowboys owner Jerry Jones has been in town this week.
Uh-huh.
And Drew Davison was asking him about being in Mobile, and Jones actually teared up about being in Mobile and all of the memories he has from coming down for the Senior Bowl. He said, I just remember the many days I've been here in Mobile, and I've hopefully got a lot of days left here in Mobile. I just have a good feeling about the Senior Bowl and about the people involved. I remember a lot of people that aren't here that were here 25 years ago, 30 years ago. And then he describes his first Senior Bowl after buying the Cowboys many, many years ago. He said he brought down Jimmy Johnson, who was the head coach at the time, and a staff of, he said, 35 to 40 people. And then maybe when you count the pilots that flew them down here, up to 45 people. Jones went on to say his friend Mike Brown from the Cincinnati Bengals at the time came up to him with his staff of three coaches that he brought to the Senior Bowl. He said, are you enjoying this? Jerry Jones said, this is the greatest thrill I've had to date. He said, well, I hope you are, because you don't need 50 people to scout this place.
Okay, a couple parts of this. Number one, did he do the, I'm not crying, you're crying. Or did he do, that's a happy cry. Those are tears of joy.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly what kind of tears were coming down the Cowboys owner's face, but Drew Davison from Fort Worth Star-Telegram says that he did indeed tear up while talking about Mobile.
Okay, so, but what you just said to me there, now obviously on the high side, having 45 or 50 in a contingent to show up, but we talk about, and this is the tough thing to to give a number to. People will talk about economic impact, and it's tough to say, well, this doesn't matter, that doesn't matter, because you don't see the individual stories when people travel here. But that may be a good example. It's not, it doesn't change, it's not a sea change event for a city, but things like that add up. When you have, during Senior Bowl, you have contingents come in from these teams, and I'll tell you, they probably have pretty nice expense accounts.
Mm-hmm.
They're probably not staying at the same hotel I would stay at. They're probably staying at a fancy, you know, hotel. They're kind of used to that luxury. They spend that money, of course, lodging taxes. Hey, Montgomery, you remember where your money comes from? And the city getting money there. Restaurants, vehicles. I mean, they're going to – there's a lot of people with a lot of expendable expense account income. There's something about it when it's not your money exactly. It's the company's money that it gets spent. And that's good for the city. So these kind of events, while it's tough to quantify and sit back and go, well, it has an effect on the city, and you go, well, how much is it? I mean, I know that feeling because, I don't believe what they're telling me. But if you break it down to a contingent of 45 or 50 people that have an expense account come to town, what kind of money do they spend?
And then all the free marketing from the coaches and journalists that come down and say how much they love being in the city and their favorite places they've gone to eat. So many of them aren't from the South, so they come down and get some real Southern cooking and some real Gulf seafood, and they just absolutely love it. And then they spread the word to wherever they report to.
And the thing is the volume of food they eat, because the majority of folks, not talking about the players, I'm talking about the past players who are now coaches and staffs with these teams. They're all really big. You go into a local restaurant and you go, oh, there's the Senior Bowl people. Look at those giants sitting over there. So that's good news for the city. All right, this story that was breaking yesterday, just a little bit of information, but not a ton out there, at least confirmable right now, with this U.S. Navy and this federal raid on Austell, USA here. It's a big deal. 4,000 jobs, I'd say. I think it's probably around 4,000 jobs with Austell in our area. The Department of Defense, NCIS, and DCIS were at Austell's administrative offices yesterday. Raid is the term. I don't know. They use raid, let's say. It's the word that was used. I don't know if they come in, you know, hollering or anything, or they just show up for an investigation. Comment here from Austell USA says they are working with the U.S. Navy on an open investigation. We are unable to provide additional details due to the nature of the investigation. We are continuing business as usual, executing our existing and recently awarded contracts. It's a story I'm going to have my eye on. I know a lot of us, too, because it's a very big deal for our military and obviously for jobs in our city. We'll give you the latest on that and what's going on today, of course. As Kelly says, today to be visitation, funeral, and laid to rest for fallen Mobile police officer Sean Tudor. We've got the visitation, we have the funeral, and then we have the funeral procession. And getting texts this morning again on what we had talked about earlier in the week, that procession goes west on Dolphin, out of Dolphin Way Baptist, goes west on Dolphin. We'll get up to the intersection there where they'll go take a left, go south on McGregor, down to the intersection with Airport. On the other side of Airport, McGregor becomes Azalea. People are asking where to stand to pay their respects. I must say these things if there's an individual business that is okay with it. I can't go business by business, but I'll just tell you where there's parking lots. Atlanta Bread Company across from the church. Not a bad place, and the shopping center that's right there before you get to Spring Hill Golf Course.
The Legacy Shopping Center?
Yeah, Legacy's a little bit back, but whatever they call it that's up front, I don't think that's Legacy specific. I think it's called something else that's up front where Metzger's and...
Okay, so that one
up front. Then as you go up, take that left on McGregor, you get down to the intersection there at Airport. You have shopping center, Pinebrook Shopping Center on your right.
Mm-hmm.
That you could park right there. Also, you could be crossing both Southwest Grill on the left. When you cross over onto Azalea, tons of parking lot going down the west side of Azalea. There would be from pretty much at the intersection the whole way to kind of across from where Michael comes in and the neighborhood starts down there on Azalea.
Michael Boulevard?
Yeah, where Michael comes in from the east. But, you know, but on the west side, that's all parking lot almost down to there. Then as you get down to Government, you've got a parking lot there on the right and left side as you're at Government and Azalea, and then turning and going west on Government, west-ish on Government, lots of parking lots through there. So those are some of the areas along the route where you could stand.
This is very helpful, the way you just mapped that out.
Thanks.
I get it now.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A final farewell to a fallen hero. Mobile Police Officer Sean Tudor, shot and killed in the line of duty Sunday, will be remembered at Dauphin Way Baptist Church. There will be a visitation at 9 this morning, followed by the funeral at 11. Officer Tudor will be laid to rest following a graveside service at Mobile Memorial Gardens in Tillman's Corner. A map of the procession route can be found at WKRG.com. Hundreds are expected to line the streets to honor the officer. Austal USA is being investigated by the U.S. Navy. The company wouldn't say why, but Australian media reported that Austal is being investigated by that country's government financial agency. The report says it's over a $122 million loss in the Australian stock market. It blames the loss on the building of 11 littoral-class combat ships for the U.S. Navy. Players have a chance to take it easy today for the Senior Bowl. They'll attend the Senior Bowl experience at the Mobile Convention Center. From 3 to 6, fans can pose with pictures of the players and meet them. Kickoff of the game is at 1:30 tomorrow. It'll be televised on the NFL Network. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
It's easy to find Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. At I-65 and Moffett Road, look for the giant yellow safe. Inside is Alabama's largest selection of top-quality safes. When you buy a Liberty Safe, you get superior protection for your most valuable possessions.
Come to Mike Ward today to get the style of safe at the right security level to fit your needs. You're going to get service no other store can offer.
Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. I-65 at Moffett Road. Lock them up.
Special report, Roger Stone arrested. GOP operative and longtime associate of President Trump, Roger Stone, was apprehended in Florida in a pre-dawn raid. Bob Costantini has more from the nation's capital.
Apparently tipped off about the raid, CNN had a camera outside Roger Stone's home as the FBI pounded on his door pre-dawn. Stone opened and identified himself and was then taken into custody. The indictment alleges Stone, at the direction of a, quote, senior Trump campaign official, had indirect contacts with an unnamed organization about hacked emails of the Clinton campaign and Democratic National Committee. He has denied having direct contact with WikiLeaks' Julian Assange.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller's office confirms Stone's arrest and says he faces 7 charges, including witness tampering, obstruction, and false statements. Stone has said for months he was prepared to be charged, though he has denied any wrongdoing. I'm John Trout.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. Shares of home builder D.R. Horton are down 2% pre-market on missed profit and sales orders expectations, although revenue and homes closed was slightly above. Homes closed increased 7%. Shares of chipmaker Intel are off 6%. Earnings per share came in at $1.28, beating estimates for $1.22, but the company missed fourth quarter revenue expectations and issued weaker than expected guidance. Netflix is spending a whopping $20 million to market its acclaimed theatrical release, Roma, to improve its chances at the Academy Awards. Netflix got 10 Oscar nominations for the movie, including one for Best Picture, and 13 overall, second only to Fox Searchlight's 15. Netflix gave Roma an initial but limited theatrical run before moving it to its streaming video service. Mixed signals on the China trade talks resulted in a mixed finish on Wall Street, with the Dow off 22, the Nasdaq up 47, S&P gaining 3. Futures are higher.
Cure your cabin fever with a fresh new floor from Lumber Liquidators. Get charming copper heavy as solid hardwood for only $2.99. That's 33% off. Or save up to 10% off all Corlux waterproof flooring, like best-selling Beach Cottage Oak engineered vinyl plank. Or get stone look tile as low as 98 cents. Lumber Liquidators' professional installation team can even put in your new floor for you. Plus, get special financing. Don't wait. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Never saw it as a problem when I was younger. 2 cigarettes, 3 cigarettes. It wasn't a habit. My mom, she was always like, you need to get rid of them. Gave the Juul a real chance and found out I liked it. Found out it really works. The switch was easy. It was a no-brainer, really. This came from her, really.
Patrick made the switch December 2016. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleinschroedt and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
735 FM Talk 106.5, and it is Dr. Bill. Good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
A chilly start here in the 30s, a lot of places in Mobile and Baldwin counties.
And, of course, the icebox of the region, Mount Vernon's been down to 26 this morning.
There you go. They continue their streak. If it's going to be a low temp anywhere in our area, it's going to be Mount Vernon. What's up, Mount Vernon?
Okay, they'll win every time.
So they are the icebox of Mobile County. Have we figured out what the icebox of Baldwin County, would that be Bay Minette or Chrysler or something like that, or Little River? Or so, I mean, do we have one of those?
Well, we'll have to find out. It's got to be north of Bay Minette. But then there are not a lot of towns north.
Right. Little River, Chrysler, and...
Yeah.
And them. Okay. We'll find out which one has the lowest temp this morning and maybe give them the reputation for icebox in Baldwin County. Now, for the rest of us, what's the day look like today? And let's talk about the weekend.
Well, we've got a pretty nice day. Temperatures a little bit on the cool side today, about 55 this afternoon. And then it's going to be cold again tonight with the high pressure right over us. We'll have a light wind, and that's going to allow the ground to lose heat rapidly. And we'll get down into the mid-30s for tonight and, of course, tomorrow morning. Then for the weekend, looking good with sunny skies and a little warmer tomorrow, up around 60. We will drop into the upper 30s for Saturday night. And then on Sunday, also looks good, mostly sunny, and about 62 degrees for Sunday afternoon. Now, Monday, it's going to be mild. Look for plenty of sunshine at about 65 degrees. But after that, a strong cold front will be moving out of the Great Plains, and we'll get into our area early on Tuesday. As a result, showers will develop Monday night, and we can expect showers on Tuesday. And very likely the warmest temperatures on Tuesday will be during the morning, will be in the low 50s, and then it'll fall back into the 40s during the afternoon and all the way down to the upper 20s for Tuesday night. And Wednesday, mostly sunny and a high near 50 degrees. So we've got some cold weather coming in on Tuesday. But in the meantime, we're going to warm up a little bit over the weekend.
All right. I got to talk to you about this on Tuesday because social media was peppered with this overnight into this morning. Tuesday, a discussion of snow for the state of Alabama.
Yeah, it looks like as that front comes in, temperatures will be falling rapidly across the northern portion of the state, and some of that rain could turn into snow early on Tuesday over northern Alabama. Here in the south, there's a possibility of a little bit of mixture that could occur, mainly north of Mobile, and that would be during the Tuesday morning period as temperatures rapidly fall, most likely toward the late morning. But that's several days off, and things could change.
All right. Well, it is time for our semi-regionally famous weekend weather scale with Senior Bowl this weekend. A lot of people, you know, make the joke that if it's going to rain and be cold, it's going to be on Senior Bowl Saturday. But it doesn't seem like that's part of this weekend. So it's time to hang a number on the Senior Bowl weekend, somewhere between 1 and 2, Dr. Bill. What do you say?
Yeah, we've got some remarkably good weather for Senior Bowl. We still have some cold temperatures in the morning, and we may see a few clouds come in on Sunday. Otherwise, plenty of sunshine, and I'm going to go with a 1 point.
Mm-hmm.
8720.
That's pretty fantastic here in late January.
In January, that's an incredibly high figure. So 1.8720 for the weekend.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. Weekend weather scale, fantastic for the weekend. So remember when we said before, it's not always cold and rainy. It's a little cool, but not rainy for Senior Bowl. Beautiful weather for the Senior Bowl Saturday. Get out and enjoy it. 7:38, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
From the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center Airport in Mont Lamar. Still working at Axton, but it's off to the side of the road. Is traffic still pretty busy near Mary G. Montgomery on Moffitt. Also, you'll see by Baker High School on Airport Boulevard, you're seeing delays. Cottage Hill, Government 65, also some heavier traffic, but no problems downtown from the tunnels and across the Bayway. It's still a good ride in. With Valentine's Day quickly approaching, it's time to consult the experts at the Battle House Hotel and Spa. Enjoy champagne upon arrival of your two-night stay at the historic four-room Diamond Hotel. Relax with a spa treatment. Call 415-3081. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Jillian, did you borrow the noodle nose pliers?
Does Reinhold know you're out here going through his tools?
He won't mind. I'm getting ready to unfix a few of our expenses.
What do you mean?
He was saying that our business will suffer if we don't do something to lower our fixed expenses. I figured if they're already fixed and they're still causing a problem, then I can just unfix them and that should solve everything, right?
Kinda, sorta, yeah. I mean, you're going about it the wrong way. You don't need tools, just a telephone. Making a call to the Jack Green Insurance Agency is what you should do if you're looking to lower your fixed expenses. Jack Green is always helping people lower their insurance premiums on all types of commercial insurance.
Helping people in business stay in business.
That's right.
What a concept.
It's pretty simple.
Jack can save you money on your homeowners and the all-important wind coverage. Call Jack Green for your quote today in Mobile, 251-344-5393.
Step away from the power tools.
Sorry.
740 FM Talk 106.5. Thank you, Roy. Roy, adding a couple more for possibilities for ice boxes of Baldwin County, Blackshire or Latham. I would say, argue this, Latham would be further south, although it could be low. You know, sometimes you get areas that are down in a, down in a hole. They hold cold air more. Lower elevation holds that pocket of cold air. Where is it, like, is it Crestview or Jay, Florida, that always is like way colder than Jay? Yeah. It's like colder than everybody else. So that may, but those were kind of up on the ridge, both, but Latham further south than Blackshire. I would say I would put Blackshire in the running, Little River or Chrysler. He adds Lottie too, as possibly the icebox of Baldwin County. We'll look at the numbers because we've forever talked about Mount Vernon. What's up, Mount Vernon? As the icebox of Mobile County, we need to find one for Baldwin County as well. Also, coming up in just a little bit, Alec Naiman joins us. We'll find out what's cooking, plus Phil Savage, Football Friday, pre-Senior Bowl edition. We'll talk to him coming up after 8 o'clock. Also, Bob Constantini from Westwood One is going to join us live to talk about what happened this morning with the arrest of Roger Stone. We'll get an in-depth dive. If you've got specific questions, you can hit it up, put them on the text line, and we'll ask them coming up at around 8:20. Plus, Ben Raines joins us at 8:35. Lots going on this morning. Glad you're here. Time for headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
All right. It's a very busy Friday, active Friday this morning. Thanks, Sean. This morning, we're learning even more about an 8th grade student who brought a weapon to school. Mobile County Public School System spokesperson confirms an unidentified 8th grade student was arrested outside of a basketball game at Alba Middle School for having that gun in his backpack. The student with the gun was outside of the building at the time, and that is when another student told an adult. School system says that they then began to work with the Biola-Battery Police Force to help with the arrest. Police officers do already provide security for all Alba basketball games, and the school resource officer also assisted with this situation as well. Good news, no injuries involved in this one. Hey, if you need a job and you love to drive 18-wheelers, Walmart, they want you. The nation's largest retailer, they say they're growing their trucking fleet by 900 drivers. And to do that, guess what they're doing? They're increasing wages. They're giving drivers the opportunity to earn an average of $87,500 in their very first year of employment.
Cha-ching.
With an all-in rate of nearly 89 cents per mile. You know what that means if that's your industry. So beginning in February, that's in less than 1 month, drivers will receive a per-mile increase of 0.01 cents and a 50-cent increase in activity pay for arrive and arrive-drop occurrences. That's according to the company. Drivers also will have access to company benefits on their first day and earn as much as 21 days of paid time off in their very first year. So if you think this is me, this has got me written all over it, here's what you need to do to qualify. A commercial driver must have at least 30 months of full-time experience with no serious traffic violations in the last 3 years. Walmart says that they have revamped their hiring program. They've shortened the application process and onboard time by more than 50%. This is fantastic, especially with what's going on in our nation, right? Applications are being accepted right now. Here is where you need to go. Drive4Walmart.com. Drive, the number 4, Walmart.com. Every year, Walmart's 8,000 drivers travel more than 700 million miles and deliver millions of cases of merchandise to Walmart and Sam's Clubs across our nation. When you get that job, let us know. We'd love to hear from you. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey folks, Danny Cordy with the Mobile Sports Authority here. Even though we've retired our tennis shoe business, we're still the active sports tourism arm for the city and county of Mobile, charged with bringing in sporting events, and we're excited for what's to come. With this being Reese's Senior Bowl week, the Mobile Sports Authority would like to welcome all players, coaches, scouts, officials, agents, and families to our beautiful area. We hope you enjoy your stay in Mobile, and we wish all the players good luck as they follow their NFL dream. For more info, visit SeniorBowl.com. Go all out. We do.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops provide clear, concise estimates, keep you informed through the repair process, and restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The Florida Highway Patrol has identified the driver and pedestrian hit in a fatal hit-and-run accident. Troopers say the crash happened on Fairfield Drive at Pace Boulevard. The driver of the Ford 700 dump truck has been identified as William Miles Jr. of Ashland, Illinois. Miles is accused of hitting and killing Don Neal Powell of Pensacola. The man accused of shooting and killing Mobile Police Officer Sean Tudor has had his next court appearance postponed. Marco Perez was due in court Monday for his arraignment, but yesterday that was rescheduled to February 4th. Perez is charged with capital murder. The funeral for Officer Tudor is happening today. Foul play is suspected in the disappearance of a local nurse. Terry Sullivan was last seen early Sunday morning when she left her home in Tibby in Washington County to go to work at Spring Hill Medical Center in Mobile. Her cell phone, a bracelet, and other personal items were found along Clark Place Road, but there is no trace of her or her car. Sheriff Richard Stringer says it appears there was a struggle. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
I love this time of year. Family, friends, football, and shopping. On the other hand, those bills. But with a Kasasa checking account at Century Bank, you can earn up to 2.5% APY on everyday purchases, from groceries to that new Good Luck team jersey. So, while the bills will always be there, at least you're getting rewarded on the purchases you're making anyway. Switch to Kasasa checking at Century Bank, where we take banking personally. Member FDIC. Qualifications and rules may apply.
Gas tax increases, a state lottery, overcrowded Alabama prisons. There's a lot going on in Montgomery, and FM Talk brings you the information you need from Goat Hill Daily on Midday Mobile.
South Alabama's basketball teams are headed in opposite directions right now. Oakland Raiders coach John Gruden liking what he's seeing at the Senior Bowl as he coaches the North squad, and Tiger Woods makes his return to the course. It's 7:47 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The South Alabama women's basketball team picked up another win in front of the Mitchell Center crowd yesterday, beating Louisiana Lafayette 83-60. The Jags were shooting hot yesterday, taking a 14-point lead into halftime, which led to that 23-point win. That's the Jags' biggest margin of victory since beating Faulkner by 57 points in December. Antoinette Lewis again led South with 20 points. Shaforia Kynes finished the game with 19, 7 rebounds, and 5 assists after going a perfect 5-for-5 from three-point range. The men's Jaguars basketball team lost a close one at Louisiana Lafayette, 88-84 for the Jags' fifth consecutive loss. Trey Mitchell and Josh Ajayi both had big games for South, but not enough to get the win. Mitchell had 31 points and 12 rebounds, while Ajayi added 23 and 12. Tomorrow, both Jags teams will face Louisiana Monroe. The women's team is at home again in Mobile. They'll face the Warhawks at 3 p.m., while the men's team plays in Monroe at 2. All eyes are on Tiger Woods at Torrey Pines as he plays in his first tournament of 2019. Woods shot 2 under par with 5 birdies and 3 bogeys, but currently sits in 53rd place, 8 shots behind the leader, John Rahm. Rahm's opening round 62 was 1 stroke off the court record. Number 1 ranked Justin Rose and Doug Gim are currently tied for second, 1 shot back. Today you get the chance to meet the players and take part in the Senior Bowl experience. The fan experience begins at 3 p.m. this afternoon at the Mobile Convention Center. And get in line early to meet the players. They'll start signing autographs at 3:30. The entire event will run until 6. Practices for the week ended yesterday, lad. North squad coach John Gruden said he had some guys catch his attention.
You know, I didn't know a lot about a lot of these guys. There's a lot of guys that are on the radar, and we'll see how they perform.
The Senior Bowl kicks off at 1:30 tomorrow at Ladd Peebles Stadium. It'll also air live on the NFL Network. 7:49, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. a duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
From the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, we do have some heavier traffic still coming off of Old Shell, Hillcrest, and Cody. And if you're traveling near Airport Boulevard and Montlemar, you'll see they still got that accident, but it's off to the side of the road. Looking good across the Bayway, northbound 65 up towards Chickasaw and Saraland, no delays. Toomey's Mardi Gras, supplying the Gulf Coast with everything Mardi Gras since 1978 at McRae Avenue in Mobile and at 1701 Highway 98 in Daphne inside the Rama Imports building. From the beads to the footballs and stuffed animals, see them at Toomey'sMardiGras.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the mid-50s this afternoon. Tonight, clear and cold with lows in the mid-30s. And then tomorrow, sunny and warmer with afternoon readings around 60 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
751 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you all along on this Friday. Check in with our buddy Alec Naiman, find out what's cooking coming up in just a second. Right now, we'll get headlines with Kelly Finley.
All righty, our first headline, talking about stamps this morning. New year, new cost to send that love letter the old-fashioned way via snail mail. As the cost of forever stamps are set to increase in 2 days. But who's keeping count, right? Forever stamps will increase from 50 cents to 55 cents. Metered letters will go from 47 cents to 50 cents. But there's good news as the ounces, when you talk about ounces, that falls from 21 cents to 15 cents. The 5 cent hike on stamp prices is the biggest jump since 1991. That's when it grew from 25 cents to 29 cents. So why the increase, you ask? USPS says that they've got to be competitive while providing the agency with needed revenue. How about some booze this Friday morning? If you had
say
to,
what?
I know. If you had to rate our state, do you think we'd be a boozy state, a sort of kind of boozy state, or a dry state? Real quick. Give me an answer, please. Thank you.
Boozy.
Not so much.
No?
Yeah. Analysis of all the states were issued when people drink the most. Well, the state of Alabama is very close to the bottom, just ahead of Tennessee, West Virginia, and Utah.
Oh, that's just what they admit.
In Alabama, there is the one area that really stood out as having the heaviest drinkers in the state. Where do you think people drink the most in the state of Alabama?
Here.
Right now, I would say probably Auburn.
Bing, 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 bing.
Wow. I was just making a joke.
According to 24/7 Wall Street, this is what they say. The drunkest city in Alabama is Auburn-Opelika area.
Metroplex.
Some 18.4% of adults in the area reported being binge or heavy drinkers. Binge drinking is defined as having more than 4 drinks on one occasion for women and more than 5 for men. Heavy drinking is defined as having 8 or more drinks per week for women and 15 or more for men. Just over 14% of Alabama residents statewide report being binge or heavy drinkers. So this is the 5th lowest figure in the country. U.S. average is 18%. So I'm sure you want to know who is really throwing them back. Well, the highest percentage of excessive drinkers are in North Dakota, Wisconsin, Alaska, Montana, and Illinois.
Detect a theme?
Yeah.
Snow.
Cold. Cold. Snow. Well, you could either do that or then in 9 months you check the baby rate.
That's right.
Just putting it out there. Happy Friday, friends. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right. Thanks, Kelly. 754 FM Talk 106.5. And y'all say hello to our buddy Alec Naaman from Naaman's Catering. Hey, Alec.
Hi, Alec.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Hey, Kelly.
Good morning, my friend.
Are y'all finished?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, y'all finished. Okay.
what you cooking?
Fraternize a little bit.
Yeah, no, we miss each other. I haven't seen you since a long time ago.
Well, y'all got a chance to visit because I know tomorrow half the city's going to be out at Ladd Peebles for the Senior Bowl, and you already got a recipe for us if we're going to do a little tailgating, what to cook.
Oh, man, listen, I'm thinking I'm going to throw a nice big piece of pork tenderloin. Of course, it ain't big, but we'll throw a bunch of them on the grill. How about that?
Okay.
All right. Hey, listen, what I do is I get me some nice tenderloins. I marinate it. I put a little fresh orange juice on there, a little bit of vinegar. I hit it with some cinnamon and nutmeg. I put some lime juice on it, you know, and I chop me up some serrano peppers and all that kind of stuff really good. And a little cup of tamari sauce and some minced garlic, you know, and I marinate that overnight, and then when I get out to the stadium tomorrow, I'm going to throw them on the grill. We're going to grill them up, and it's going to have really, really good stuff. I'm going to slice me up some pineapples, throw them on the grill, whatever else I can find to throw on the grill, you know, a few grass blades or, you know, some whatever's out there. You know, we'll find something
little turf
to throw on the grill.
Okay. First of all, I want to stop you. We said the marinade. You said orange juice. So help educate us why you choose that. What does it do? Is it just for flavoring, or does it break down the meat? Teach us something.
Well, it does both. The vinegar and the acid in the orange juice starts breaking down the membrane, and it, of course, it soaks up a lot of that liquid. But it gives it that fruity flavor to go with the spiciness of the serrano pepper and all that kind of stuff. And this is just a Caribbean flair. I mean, you can do a lot of things, but I like to use apple juice sometimes. I like to use pineapple juice sometimes and orange juice sometimes, of course. Lemon, lime, all those things are elements that start breaking down the membranes in your meat. So that's kind of how you do it.
You marinate for 24 hours. I would love to see the refrigerator. I would just really just want to see all that food.
Oh, hey, Alec, when you talk about doing these marinades like that, now we're talking about pork here. We're talking about white meat, but what about a red meat? Would you use the same flavors like, say, we had a beef tenderloin or venison or something like that, or would you use something else?
No, I like to use stuff like, for beef, I like to use like soy sauce teriyaki, a blend of the brown liquid, you know, the brown marinade.
So it does change, you know, by the cut of meat, what you use for the marinade.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Can I ask a quick question based on my boozy story? What about beer? Do you like to marinate with beer?
Oh, man, listen, I like to use beer. I like to use wine sometimes. Mm-hmm. Usually, after I take a sip, I pour the rest over the meat. Or I pour it over the meat and then I drink the rest. Either way, it don't matter to me which way you do it. You can do it left-handed or right-handed. I don't care.
Hey, let's talk about this. We got, of course, Senior Bowl tomorrow, but I know on your radar coming up very close is Valentine's Day, and you will do a special offering through Naaman's Catering.
Well, we have the nice chocolate, big, large strawberries, too. I mean, I have to import these things, you know, from wherever they grow strawberries at this time of the year. But I'm going to have chocolate-covered strawberries. There are a dozen in a nice, pretty decorated box with a red ribbon for $21.95. You can't beat it. Roses are going to cost you $80. You can buy three of my chocolate-covered strawberry boxes, a dozen, for just $21.95 per dozen, okay? So that ought to be fun, and that's good, too. So, and we got Mardi Gras around the corner, so we're going to be, you know, dancing with all the Mardi Gras folks out there for a few weeks. And so that's a kind of fun, you know. Hey, if you want something brought to your office, breakfast, lunch, for your meetings, hey, we do that kind of stuff too. So anyhow, all you got to do is call us, 473-3900. Look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com. Check us out on Facebook. I always throw stuff up on Facebook. Yeah, that kind of good stuff. What do you think, man?
I think it's good stuff, and I can't wait to get some of that Great Damon's Catering, whether I do it during Mardi Gras or before Mardi Gras. Alec, as always, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, great, man. Be careful in the woods tomorrow. And Kelly, I'll see you out at the ballpark.
Hut, hut. You got it.
And Dalton will see y'all all because he'll have it on lock for sure. Alec Naaman at What's Catering. What's Catering? What's Cooking from Naaman's Catering every Friday. I don't know. It's not every day you get to talk to somebody who cooks the amount of stuff that Alec does, and I had my marinade questions. It seems like people are good with that, don't they? All right. Coming back, speaking of Senior Bowl, we'll talk about some football. It's Football Friday with Phil Savage. Y'all stay close.